The globe's financial markets are waiting news from Washington about what the U.S. is going to do to ease the credit crunch. They didn't hear anything positive. So after treading water pretty much all day, the New York Stock Exchange dropped in the last few minutes of trading today. It closed about 160 points down. The Bush administration wants Congress to act quickly to approve $700 billion to bail out troubled American financial institutions. And the administration sent its big economic guns to both houses of Congress today to argue for fast action. Here's the Secretary of the Treasury, Henry Paulson, before the Senate Banking Committee.
More is needed. We saw market turmoil reach a new level last week and spill over into the rest of the economy. We must now take further decisive action to fundamentally and comprehensively address the root cause of this turmoil.
But politicians, both Democrats and Republicans, are saying not so fast. For example, Committee Chairman Christopher Dodd told reporters that American taxpayers don't want corporate chiefs who led troubled companies to get off without paying some kind of penalty.
People are angry about it. They don't want to see executives come out of this with exorbitant multi-million dollar bailouts in the end of this. So there are some legitimate concerns that we've got to talk about here, or there will be a riot in this country if we don't do our job. So we need to do it quickly, but we also need to do it carefully.
Of course, a financial crisis in the world's biggest economy makes other countries pay a lot of attention. And at the United Nations, many foreign leaders use the opening of the General Assembly session today to air their worries. The world's Katie Clark was listening to what they said.
Today's address before the UN General Assembly was President Bush's last, and he used the spotlight to try to assure fellow heads of state that his administration was acting quickly to contain the financial mess.
The Federal Reserve has injected urgently needed liquidity into the system. And last week, I announced decisive action by the federal government to address the root cause of much of the instability in our financial markets by purchasing illiquid assets that are weighing down balance sheets and restricting the flow of credit.
President Bush didn't ask for any particular action by other countries today, but that didn't stop other speakers from offering their two cents. Brazil's president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, essentially said the rest of the world shouldn't be forced to pay for the losses incurred by a few greedy capitalists.
We must not allow speculators' profits always be to privatize, while their losses are invariably socialized.
Philippine President Gloria Arroyo likened the current economic insecurity to a tsunami, a natural disaster moving around the globe.
The setbacks from these global shocks of the past year and the past weeks are real and profound. It will take time and perseverance to put the pieces back together.
There are fears in the UN that domestic economic difficulties among rich countries will make it harder for them to agree to new funding for things like poverty-cutting programs in the developing world. When French President Nicolas Sarkozy rose to speak today, he called for more transparency in the financial industry. He also called for a summit of world leaders before the end of the year to address the economic crisis. Here's the French president speaking through an interpreter.
And I shoulder my responsibility in saying that those who place in jeopardy people's savings need to be punished. They need to face up to their responsibilities here.
Sarkozy didn't get into specifics, though, as to who he had in mind for punishment. Nor did he say why political leaders in Europe and the United States didn't act earlier to lessen the damage. For the world, this is Katie Clark.